Hey, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan. Listen, you must. Say it again. Buscarini? Alright. Jordan Buscarini. Alright. With Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queensbridge, you already know.
Coming to you live from Price.
Put that cookie down!
Price, Utah.
Now!
Me and my man, Trav. Love Price. Price is awesome.
Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini and Travis Anderson on KOAL AM 750. Eastern Utah's main source for local sporting news.
We're back on Drive Time Sports talking NBA free agency. Huge weekend for the NBA. A lot of the talk can die down. A lot of the what-ifs, that kind of talk can die down. We're going to get some clarity, I think, relatively soon. Believe it or not, outside of what's happening with LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, there's a lot of other storylines trickling through NBA free agency. And again, we're being joined right now by Jabari Davis of the Silver Screen and Roll.com. We're going to continue to talk a little bit about that. Jabari, there is another big storyline brewing with that other Los Angeles team, the Clippers and DeAndre Jordan. It's kind of odd to think that DeAndre Jordan could be wearing a Dallas Mavericks uniform here relatively soon, but it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, 3-4 summers ago, I never thought that this was going to take place, especially after the way that he kind of, that he spurned them, with the whole, emoji gate and all of that stuff. That it was a fun story. It was definitely a fun day on Twitter. If you're the Clippers, and we've discussed this on this show several times over the past couple of years, but I was always of the opinion that they should have broken that thing up probably at least 3 years ago. They were able to get something back for Chris Paul. They were able to get, a few assets for Blake Griffin, and now this is just the completion of that process. With DeAndre Jordan. So I'm happy for him on a personal level, especially if if I'm not mistaken, he's from that area. I don't know if it's exactly from Dallas, but I know he's from the area. And for the Clippers, when Jerry West stepped into that organization and they went through the whole process of demoting Doc I knew that, okay, it was time for change. Obviously what we're seeing is, regardless of whether Jerry West will acknowledge it or not, he's in there completely retooling that organization. And I'm intrigued to see what they can be in a couple years. I don't honestly think that there's a real conversation with them right now as kind of the rumors have been going around about possibly being in the Kawhi sweepstakes, possibly being in the LeBron James. I don't think that was ever a realistic thing, but I'm intrigued to see what they're able to build over the next couple years.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you would have told me that DeAndre Jordan was going to be the last of that quote-unquote big three with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin still on the roster 3 or 4 years ago, I would have said, no way, you're absolutely crazy. I thought that DeAndre Jordan would always be the first to leave. In fact, I thought he was going to be gone, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, however long ago it was when he spurned Dallas. It doesn't shock me, but bringing in Jerry West, you kind of expected a complete makeover with this team. And then they go out and they make the trade for Gortat, getting rid of Austin Rivers. And to me, that right there, that's a power play in a sense where you don't need DeAndre Jordan anymore.
No, you don't, and that really did seem like just kind of like the writing being even further emboldened on the wall. There's no need to have yes, I guess you could back him up with Marcin Gortat, but it really wouldn't make sense. You couldn't play them both together because, to be honest with you, it would just be kind of cumbersome down beneath the basket. So in all likelihood, that it's probably signaling that DeAndre's time is over.
Okay, let's talk about some
of the other. Which is crazy to think that he's, if I'm not mistaken, the longest tenured Clipper of all time.
He is, absolutely, yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's talk about some of the other names that are out there and some of the guys that may be affected by this domino effect that is actually really, I think, going to pick up here in the next, 24 hours or so. If we look at the Utah Jazz, they have Derek Favors out there on the open market. Does any of this affect him and the payday that he may or may not get?
I don't think it does. I think, really, and I know people get annoyed by saying it, I think once the LeBron ball drops, and probably could have been said better, but once that domino falls, I think a lot of other people, a lot of other teams and GMs around the league will go ahead and start to work their magic. We might be in for a long weekend, we might even be in for a long week next week, but ultimately, I think once LeBron announces, other teams will start to go ahead and work and start to, and other free agents will, fall into place.
I do think there are a couple of individuals that will not get the payday that they necessarily expected. I know Jabari Parker is now a restricted free agent. That's a very interesting situation to monitor. But another name that I could throw out there that you know, that Jazz fans are very familiar with, and I think Utah maybe did a good thing moving on from this guy. I'm talking about Rodney Hood. I know you don't want to ever move on from a legitimate two guard that can, that's a lockdown defender, let's be honest, a guy that's a great perimeter defender and has the ability to knock down the outside shot. But I'm really curious to see what the open market looks like for him. And I think a lot of that does have to do with LeBron going to LA or going back to Cleveland.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And you know what? I'm always in favor of players getting paid, but I do worry about what Jabari Parker is going to be offered, given the fact that he's he's been in the league 4 years and he's been injured three of them. Obviously, he's got a tremendous amount of talent. He's actually improved over the course, as he's gotten physically stronger over the course of the last 4 years. But you just never know. And again, I don't want to count another man's another man's pockets, but that would definitely be an interesting situation. Who was the other guy that you just mentioned? Sorry,
I also mentioned Jabari Parker and Rodney Hood.
Rodney Hood. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you guys are very familiar with Rodney Hood in that neck of the woods. But here's the thing, and what really stinks is that, it ultimately just wasn't a good fit for a lot of those young guys that the Cavs, were able to bring in, right at the deadline last year. And a guy like Rodney Hood, exactly. He was great in Utah. He showed a ton of promise on both sides of the ball. Maybe it impacts in the sense, or, maybe another GM says, hey, look, it just wasn't a good fit, there in Cleveland, and this kid can play. There's I would hate to write a kid off. I mean, I shouldn't say kid, but as I get older, these guys are all kids to me now. I would hate to write a young player off simply because he had a bad 30-game stretch, especially when there were 300 games prior to that he showed that he can obviously play this game.
Julius Randle, any of this affect him? Now the Lakers do still hold his bird rights, correct?
Yes, they offered. If I'm not mistaken, they offered him a qualifying offer yesterday.
Okay, so they have his bird rights, which means they can go ahead and match any offer. Even if they were to bring in LeBron and Paul George, they could go over the cap. You're going to have to pay a nice little luxury tax bill. But is that still a possibility? Is that something that's being discussed?
I think it's all fluid. I honestly do. Them extending that qualifying offer, it at least shows like, hey, look, we're not totally off of you. But at the same time, it just really does depend on what they bring in. If they were able to you hit the home run and bring in Kawhi, I don't think I don't necessarily know that Julius would be in the plans at that stage. And obviously, I mean Kawhi and LeBron and Paul, and again, all of that's hypothetical. But if say they don't, say they strike out, say they can't swing for they can't swing the Kawhi deal, but they have LeBron and then they have Paul George. Maybe he is, maybe a Julius Randle is still in the works there. I think he's going to end up getting paid by somebody. In fact, I'm pretty confident in that. It'll definitely be interesting to see if it's with the Lakers. I'd love to see that because, I've thoroughly enjoyed his, his progression over the last 3 years, especially coming off of that catastrophic injury in year one. But ultimately, he's a 24-year-old guy that's in incredible, physical condition. He continues to work on his game. He's a banger. He's a guy that's not afraid to get down and kind of do the dirty work. He's actually a much better defender than he was when he came in, especially at playing that small ball five. So he's a guy that can do a lot of things out there. Lefty, the jump shot is what it is. He's a guy that he puts in the work, so that'll probably improve. But even if it doesn't, he's a guy that's going to, he can probably get you 18 and 10 on a consistent basis, play solid defense, and, he's an all-around pretty good guy. So I think he's going to get paid regardless.
Jabari, a pleasure to get you on the show. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Well, again, as I always say, the pleasure is truly mine. You're incredible at this, and it's been great. It's been great talking hoops with you over the last like 6 or 7 years. For me, silverscreenandroll.com. I will have some stuff out over the summer. I was a little bit busy over the second half of the season. But if the easiest way to find me is on Twitter. For those of you guys that do such a thing, Jabari Davis NBA.
Jabari, always a pleasure. Thank you again. We'll do it again soon, I'm sure.
You're the man. Thanks.
Again, Jabari Davis talking NBA free agency, joining us for two segments on this Friday edition of the show. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.